When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne. Texans Chiefs tomorrow, noon kick here on Sports Radio 610. Seth and I have you for Texans Countdown starting at 9 a.m. Clint Sterner and I on the postgame show.
I was about to say I got to get up early. I might not go to sleep, Sean.
We got excited about this game. We got to tee off
the Notre Dame game tonight and on into this. It's going to be a great weekend.
It is going to be a great day of football tomorrow, and Texans Chiefs a big part of that. Let's get the Chiefs' perspective on things and go out to the hotline right now. Joined by the afternoon host, does a great job for our sister station in Kansas City, 96.5 The Fan. Carrington Harrison joining us here on Payne and Pendergast, Sports Radio 610. You can get him on Twitter at C. Dot, spelling out the word dot, C. Dot. Harrison on Twitter. Carrington, great to talk to you, man. How you doing? Happy holidays.
I'm happy to be on with you guys. I feel like I haven't been on in a long time. Maybe you guys have a new Chiefs guy. You guys have found somebody else to replace me.
His name's Ron.
We've got one on the staff, actually. We got an in-house guy.
We get our fill. Yeah.
We get an in-house guy. Well, these two teams have not played in a couple. The last time they played, the Texans looked very, very different.
Yeah.
That was in 2022. And you know, now obviously it's a different Texans team, Carrington, and to a degree, it feels like a different Chiefs team too, with just the way this team has played this year. And Patrick Mahomes in particular, can you give us the, I mean, you watch every snap of this team. What is different offensively, in particular with Patrick Mahomes this year?
I think a lot of it is the surrounding cast. I mean, it's something that you guys are dealing with C.J. Stroud. I mean, the offensive line has just had issues basically the entire season. The Chiefs have started four different people at left tackle this season. They started with the rookie Kingsley Suamataia. He was sat down in the middle of the second game. They replaced them with Wanye Morris. He wasn't doing the job. They tried to bring in D.J. Humphreys. He played two quarters in the Chargers Sunday night football game a couple of months ago. He then got injured in that game and hasn't played or practiced since. And now they've moved Joe Tooney over to left tackle. That's been a big portion of it as well. They've also had some wide receiver injuries. They lost Rashee Rice early in the season. Hollywood Brown hasn't played yet this year. He's going to make his debut. So it's very similar to what you guys have been dealing with some offensive line injuries and also some injuries in the wide receiver room.
Yeah, and we've been talking about this week because obviously you can't ignore the Chiefs' track record. You can't ignore everything Mahomes has done, everything that Andy Reid has done. And yet you look at these offenses and the Chiefs have 329 points. The Texans have 328 points. Both quarterbacks have thrown more interceptions than you would like. But I don't get the sense from people in Kansas City that there's necessarily maybe the alarm or concern to the extent that we have here. Is there just a belief that, okay, we saw this last year, they'll figure it out in the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, that's 100% what it is. I've said that there are two camps right now with the Chiefs. Like, they are such a public team. Nobody is angry about Kansas City. Like, you've seen them enough. You know the cast of characters. You know the history and the track record. There is option A, which you just mentioned, everybody else is overreacting about the regular season. You guys did this last year. You told us we weren't going to win the Super Bowl. You told us we weren't good enough. Mm. And look, we showed you we won in the end. And then there's the other camp that, you know, the Chiefs have been a little bit fortunate at times. I mean, they have had 9 games this season that they have won on the final possession or in overtime. So whether it's the Ravens game to kick off the season, whether it was an overtime win against Tampa Bay, they had a fumble against the Raiders on Black Friday, like all the 50-50 games they've won this season. So if you just take 2024, so you have to include the playoffs as well, they have played 15 one-possession games, and they have won every single one of them. Just think about how hard that is. Seth, you played in the league. Do you know how hard it is to win every single one-possession game?
Yeah. Yeah, especially when you're one of the fat guys. That's a man, you're tired at the end of the game there. Yeah.
That's quite the parlay, man.
But again, you know, because this is where we, you know, because we're like the rest of the nation, we've watched the Chiefs and watched what they've done over the last several years. And with any other team, if it weren't the Chiefs, I'd say, wow, they're getting lucky. It's impossible for me. Like, I'm at that position where, yeah, some of it is just flat-out luck, but the old cliche about putting yourself in position to take advantage of good luck and not losing your head in certain situations, like you got to factor that into it in some way.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it kind of reminds me of the conversation that we're having right now in the NBA about what's wrong with the sport, and people are just making the point of, oh, they shoot too many threes. Yeah, that's some of it, but it's also who's shooting the threes. I don't have any problem with Jason Tatum taking a lot of threes or Steph Curry taking threes. It's all these other guys. So you're right. Like, a lot of it is who is doing the winning. Like, Kansas City has built this up over time that it's kind of hard to question them in these moments. And I think it's the difference of thinking you can win and knowing you can win. There was a story that came out in the Broncos game where they blocked a 31-yard field goal to win. And DeAndre Hopkins goes up to Mecole Hardman and says, man, we're going to lose this one. And Mecole says to DeAndre Hopkins, man, we've won way crazier games than this before. Everything's going to work out. And then they block the kick. And, you know, the place goes crazy. Like, it's those kind of moments that just over time, when you've done this as much as Kansas City has, you certainly get that benefit of the doubt.
So, Carrington, one of the other big issues, other than obviously all the marquee guys, the other marquee guys on the Chiefs is a certain Chris Jones, who is going up against an interior Texans offensive line that they've had a rough go of against pretty much every defensive tackle in the league, but the really, really good ones, they scare the crap out of us. I was looking back over Chris Jones' season. The only game in which he didn't have multiple QB pressures was the Atlanta game. Was there anything special like anybody has done against Chris Jones this year or in the past that gives him fits?
No, not really. I actually think this is probably a bad time to be playing the Chiefs defensive line. They got back Charles Aminihu, and mm-hmm. you know, you guys obviously are pretty aware of him. Mm-hmm. And he's just really been a big difference. Like, Chris Jones has played his best, I would say, the last 3 weeks or so since Aminihu has returned. Also, George Karloftis has been a lot better mm-hmm. with him coming back. So I would say that this is probably the most balanced that their D-line has been. And it's really kind of transformed their defense. Their defense was kind of leaking oil there for a bit. But they've really solidified. Now, some of that is just they played Cleveland last week. So going into last week, Kansas City only had 10 takeaways of the season. They had 6 last week against Cleveland. So some of their defensive numbers are a little bit skewed because they just beat up on the Browns last week.
That's where I was wondering about that because, yeah, defensively, they're not the same defense that they were last year. And they started off really strong this year, but they went into that lull. How much does the loss of Connor, the slot corner, and you're already dealing with the loss of the other starting cornerback, like, you know, since October, how much is that going to really affect them, or do they feel good about their depth?
Yeah, the Connor injury isn't as much of a deal. It's really the Jalen Watson injury. That's really been the big one. The one that you alluded to, the one back in October, he broke his ankle. I mean, there really was 2 defenses for the Chiefs. It was when they had Jalen Watson in the early part of the season, and then when he got hurt, they really went through that lull there for a bit. I mean, up until last week, they had 1 interception in 2 months. So, like I'm saying, last week really kind of changed the numbers of what they are as a defense, but they are starting to figure some things out since they got Aminihu back. And, you know, the chicken of the egg argument, their cornerback room has gotten better as they've gotten better pressure the last month.
Yeah.
Yeah, can't really take Jameis as the guy where you go, oh, yeah, we're back. We're no, getting interceptions again. Yeah.
You know what, though? That's what's felt weird and oddly similar about these two teams. Yeah. Like, despite all the differences, I mean, the Browns' turn the ball over six times and you only score 21 points in that game. The Texans have been doing that all year long. They've lost games where they had a plus three turnover margin.
Twice.
Yeah.
Done that.
It's been crazy.
Carrington Harrison joining us from 96.5, the fan up in Kansas City, does afternoons up there at C.Harrison on Twitter if you want to find him there. Carrington, big national topic this week has been the Chiefs and how they handle Patrick Mahomes, not just this week, but for the rest of the year in light of the ankle injury that he suffered on Sunday. He's going to play on Saturday to nobody's shock here in Houston. He's going to play on Saturday. How big a topic has that been up there, and what's your take on how the Chiefs should be handling Patrick Mahomes for the rest of the season?
It's funny because I would say Monday it was the clear A story. No one really cared as much about the game. It was about Patrick's health and then what do you do? And early in the week, the Texans were the favorite. They were a -2.5 favorite. Patrick then spoke to the media on Tuesday, and that calmed a lot of the fears and worries down. You know how it goes. I mean, you're not talking to the media if you're not healthy. So the fact that he talked, he answered questions about his ankle. He said it wasn't as bad as a couple of the ones that he's had in the past. And then the line started to move and shift. And then they had a practice on Wednesday, and he was a full participant in practice. So he hasn't missed any practice snaps. He spoke with the media. It feels like it's a normal week. Now, we're not going to officially know until I think you see him play and how he moves and what his freedom of movement is. But they were pretty emphatic that this was an injury he had a couple of years ago in the playoff games against Cleveland. Mm-hmm. This is better than that. He also had this injury against Jacksonville. Like, this is the injury that he's had the most in his career, is high ankle sprain. So if there's any team that knows how to deal with this, especially with one specific player, it's Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, that's where Sean and I are both in the camp of, like, all right, we've seen this before. This is when Roethlisberger always had some kind of an ankle injury and always played through it. Like, obviously, he doesn't have the same mobility, but like when, because you've got a lot of experience watching Pat Mahomes hobble around and play really good football. What's the biggest way that it has affected his play in the past?
Actually, it's funny. I would say that there hasn't really been an effect. Like, most of the time when he's had these injuries, it's happened late in the season and the postseason. So, I mean, the one example that we have, the most recent example that we had was the AFC Championship game against the Cincinnati Bengals. They won that game. And then the Super Bowl against the Philadelphia Eagles. And I know before the hold on James Bradberry, it was a Patrick Mahomes 40-yard run that got them into position. So he has just been a guy that has just always played through these injuries. He's actually never missed a game because of an ankle injury. The only time that Mahomes has really dealt with injuries in that regard was when he dislocated his knee about 5 years ago now. But, I mean, if they're telling you that he is going to play and he hasn't missed anything, I wouldn't count on it being less than 100% Patrick Mahomes.
Did they ever find the guy that broke into his house? Or the person, I guess? I shouldn't leave out the
ladies. They did actually find him. It was like some Southern American crime syndicate. They actually did find this individual.
Oh, okay. Man, and did they link him to those other athlete robbery? Like, was it the Kelsey and those other guys from other teams?
I know it was the Kelsey one. I'm not sure if it was anybody else, but I know it was the Mahomes and Kelsey was the same person. I do know that.
You say Southern, did you say Southern, like U.S. or South American?
South American.
No, some guy from South America. It was like some Southern American crime syndicate thing. I don't know all it was, but
do people assume Jackson's involved somehow? Like, not intentionally, but definitely, like, you know, wrote down his address and security code on a paper or something.
You know what? Jackson hasn't been around as much anymore. There was that time for about 18 months that it felt like every 6 weeks we got a new Jackson Mahomes story. We haven't had a Jackson Mahomes story in 2 years.
Yeah, he's been down at Carnival.
Traded him for Taylor Swift. It's the trade of the century.
He's got a little place in Peru, apparently. That's I'm blaming Jackson.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Carrington, and we're joined by Carrington Harrison, afternoon host on 96.5. The Fan in Kansas City. You know, Kansas City's not Los Angeles or New York or, you know, even Chicago, big cities like that. What's it been like in Kansas City having a star like Taylor Swift, like so embedded and aligned with the city there? Like, what's that been like, especially on the radio?
Yeah, what's
you
the
guys?
Grumpy old man factor yeah. there in that city? Because right. we know what the grumpy old man factor is elsewhere.
Right.
I think it's actually shifted. I think there was this is a publicity stunt. Mm-hmm. Then I think I wouldn't say it was 50-50. It was probably 70-30. This is cool. Oh my God, this is annoying. Get her off the screen. But I think as their relationship has gone on and she's just done more things in the city. I mean, just last week after her concert tour was over, she spent 3 hours at the local children's hospital. Like, you know, she's not on the team. She's not obligated to do that. She just spent a random Wednesday and was doing TikToks with kids and signing stuff. She didn't have any camera crew. She just went there, spent some time, and then left. And I think it's also cool that, you know, I would say basically every week we find out that Taylor went to some local restaurant, and then the owner speaks about how cool it was that she was here, and she always gets a glowing review. And then, you know, that's the new hot restaurant for the week. That you are right. Like, this isn't Los Angeles. This isn't New York. So when somebody of her stature is now going to places that you've eaten at for the last 20 years, you know, that part's been really cool. And she's just done a lot of the small community things that, you know, if you want to reach out to Kansas Citians and show I am one of you, she has done most of those things.
That's cool. Who's like the next closest non-sports celebrity that's been that tied to Kansas City for a period of time? Can you even remember, like, anybody remotely close?
That is a great question. Yeah. I don't know if we've ever had anybody like this before. Yeah. I mean, there's famous people, obviously, from here, like Paul Rudd's from here.
Yeah.
Jason Sudeikis is from here. There's a couple of SNL characters, but I mean, nothing anywhere close to Taylor Swift.
The guys you named are pretty famous too. You know what I mean? But you're right. Like, Taylor's on another universe right now.
Yeah. And I honestly, it maybe you guys were in the same boat. I didn't really understand it until, you know, 2 summers ago, whenever the Eras tour started. Like, I knew she was popular, but I didn't know she was Michael Jackson all of a sudden. And that's who she is. Like, she is this era's Michael Jackson. She's not that to me, but she's like that to hundreds of millions of other people.
I was the closest we probably has, like, whoever James Harden's girl. He brought in some. It's a. Whoever James Harden was dating at any given time, it wasn't quite necessarily up to the same stature
like
of a Taylor Swift.
No,
yeah.
No, probably not.
Yeah, so I guess the Khloe Kardashian was maybe the biggest.
Yeah, probably yeah. In terms of fame. Yeah, in terms of just sheer fame.
Yeah.
Carrington Harrison, afternoon host, 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City. You can get him on Twitter at c.harrison at c.dot. Harrison on Twitter. Hey, Carrington, really appreciate you making time and enjoy the game tomorrow, but not too much, we hope, here in Houston.
Well, you know what? I think that the best thing for everybody is to just let Kansas City win this game and then clinch the one seed, and then they can take a little bit of rest before the playoffs. I mean, let's be honest here. You guys don't think that you're actually going to do anything in the postseason.
Oh,
we know how this story is going
to
end.
Listen,
we
know, man, I held my tongue when I talked about how many weird Missourians are probably sniffing whichever seat Taylor Swift sat in at the diner and how much you guys are probably charging for it. I held my tongue.
We just got a tweet, Carrington, from a loyal listener who said, what a great guest from Kansas City. I wish you could have him on more often. And then you come in with your three Super Bowl smack talk on us.
This is the thing. I'm not having any smack talk. We just see, this is what it is. The Chiefs are a Bentley. You guys are a Chrysler 300. That's a good car. Nobody's hating on it if you have a Chrysler 300. You guys are going to win 10, maybe 11 games because you play in a weak division.
Okay.
You guys could maybe win your first playoff game. Then you'll go on the road and you'll play one of the teams that can actually win the Super Bowl, and you'll lose, kind of like last year.
I'm going to be disappointed. Okay. I will tell you, honestly, Carrington, the way I realistically feel about it is, yes, for this team to make a push in the playoffs, it's going to have to be one of those freakishly historic defensive runs, and it's going to have to come with the Texans getting three interceptions per game, and they're humming right now. So like that's where I'm hanging my hopes on. I've given up hope on them actually having any kind of a legitimate rushing attack.
Hey, Carrington, real quick, because I know you got to get going and we got to get going, but we do a segment at 8:25 every Friday called Five Reasons I Hate You, where we do it about the team that the Texans are playing. Guess who just shot up to number one on the list in the next segment, my friend?
Yeah.
Carrington Harrison.
I didn't do anything to deserve this. I did absolutely nothing to deserve this. You guys wanted me to come on and give my opinion. I gave my opinion. Yep. I feel like I had a good performance. I appreciate you both.
You did. Carrington, you're the best, man. Appreciate you.
See you guys later.
All right, take it easy.
There was a point when he said, he kind of just very cheerfully and jovially and not maliciously pointed out that Pat Mahomes basically doesn't have any drop off in his play.
Yeah.
When he's got an ankle injury. Yeah. That felt a little bit like a dagger in my heart. And he was doing it very jovially.
You and I both, you're watching on YouTube. Yeah. When he said that, you and I both were like,
just give me something.
Yeah, something.
I was texting with some of my old high school classmates the other day about one of our friends from high school who did some time. We're pretty sure he's definitely murdered somebody in his life.
Yeah.
This guy. But he's otherwise like the friendliest guy in the world. But he's just kind of psychotic.
Yeah.
But I'm almost convinced that he's definitely like jovially murdered somebody at some point. Like killed somebody because he had to kill it. Yeah, that's what Carrington just did.
Carrington just did that. All right, Five Reasons I Hate You, Kansas City style. We may have to adjust the list here in just a second. Stay there. We'll do that next.
Fantasy freaks and geeks. It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.